Hey, Matt Rothschild at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, here with my Democracy Minute. So the right-wing justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided they're going to use the hyper-partisan maps of 2011 as their baseline for new maps, and they're going to take a least change approach in redrawing those old maps, which had entrenched the Republicans in power last time around. Laughably, they said that by using the existing maps as a template, they'd be ensuring they'd fulfill their role as apolitical and neutral arbiters of the law. Hardly. What they're doing instead is handing the Republicans an early Christmas present, which may keep on giving for a decade or more to come. As Justice Rebecca Dallet noted in her dissent, the majority is fooling no one by proclaiming its decision is neutral and apolitical. She added that their ruling has potentially devastating consequences for representative government in Wisconsin, which it surely does. I can only hope that a federal court will see the folly in the Wisconsin Supreme Court's approach and find a way to give us fairer maps this time around. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute. And by the way, my new book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin, just came out. It'll solve your holiday gift dilemma.